Chase and Big Joe, brought to you by Regal Realty Group, 1025, 1063, the game. We're broadcasting live today from beautiful Miami, Florida, as the Titans are in town to take on the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. I'm Chase McCabe. He's Big Joe Dubin. And while we are here, our hearts and our thoughts are back in Nashville and Clarksville as the tornadoes came through the other night. And a very heavy hit area was Hendersonville. We say hello now to Andy Gilley, who's on the line with us. He's the director of parks director of Hendersonville Parks, and joins us now. And Joe, I know you were able to set this up and know Andy very well. Andy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all having us on this morning.
Well, Andy, tell us how we can help. I know there's a lot of damage in the area, but tell us, as I sent you a message this morning, ways that we can help out our brothers and sisters in Sumner County and Hendersonville.
So the first thing to help is tell people, please stay away from Main Street, Gallatin Road, while NES and all those businesses that were affected are trying to assess things this morning. Traffic has been horrible in town. People just kind of wanting to see what's going on. So if you don't really have to be out, it would help to not be on the Main Street. Biggest thing, we've got the Chamber of Commerce and the United Way working together to set up a station at the streets of Indian Lake where people can bring supplies and gloves and food and things they want to do. This is very unfortunate and tragic, but no loss of life, and the fact that it didn't just rip up all the neighborhood is lucky, I guess. But we've got some businesses that are really hurting on our main road here, and a lot of buildings that will probably end up being condemned. Our parks are damaged. Our high school baseball field is probably the hardest hit, which has been torn up now about three or four times. So we're kind of unfortunately used to rebuilding it. But this community is awesome, and guys like you and everybody reaching out. We've had crews coming from as far as Dunlap, Tennessee, and even further than that, just to help stick up trees and things. It's a lot.
Andy, once again, tell us about what's being set up at the
Indian Lake. Yeah, the streets of Indian Lake Shopping Center. Our Chamber of Commerce has an office area there, an office space, and they're kind of setting up a command center. Things like gloves and brooms, cleaning supplies. At this point, it's hard to really know what is needed. It's been a hard question to answer, honestly. But we do know that a lot of the businesses are going to need help digging out on Main Street there, Gallatin Road. So they're going to need things that they didn't even know they needed.
Andy, what's the best way, because we've talked to people that aren't in Tennessee, that are around the Southeast and saw the coverage and want to help, what should we tell them on how to help you guys in Sumner County and Hendersonville?
I would say reach out to our mayor, Jamie Clary, jclary@hvilletn.org. He's been kind of directing crews to different places where he knows we're all working. That's been really helpful. That way it's just not people just showing up with nowhere to go, and we can kind of tell them, hey, you know, they need help over here at this park, or this business needs help, if you can send your truck there.
Yeah, and also passing this along, Long Hollow Church will be open at 10 o'clock. The student building will have several spaces to gather with family, charge your devices, and set up with your laptop and work remotely if you need to. They'll have restrooms, no showers available yet, but the Long Hollow Church, you can check that out at 3031 Long Hollow Pike in Hendersonville. So just wanted to pass that along
That's a great thing that they're offering up. We've had a lot of people just bring sausage and biscuits and a cup of coffee to the NES guys or the public works people or the parks guys, you know, just to make them feel like they're appreciated and their work's being appreciated is good sometimes. We'll dig out of this, and we will get back together better than ever. But we really appreciate the help of everybody in this community. Middle Tennessee is a special place for things like that, as you all know very well.
Yeah, real quick, Andy, one more time, because obviously people want to help and they want to know where to go. But tell them where to not go, because you know, when you have too much traffic, it does slow things down. Crews are trying to do their jobs, get power restored. So where are some areas that people just need to stay away from?
Definitely the there's an area, Clearview Circle is a neighborhood that got hard hit. Please stay out of that area. And if you don't have to be on Main Street, Gallatin Road in the middle of town, it would be good to stay out of that area this week probably. And the Chamber of Commerce and the United Way are setting up at the streets of Indian Lake here in Hendersonville, a command center to drop off goods and supplies.
Andy, I know that you said the baseball field there for Hendersonville High School, that's set up at the city park, correct?
Yes, sir. It's Field 3 here at Drake Street Park. It's the home of Hendersonville High School and also the Full Count Rhythm College Summer League team. And we're out here right now. We've lost the home dugout. The backstop's going to have to come out. The batting cages. Our first base dugout actually got blown away in March in the windstorm, and it's half gone again this time. So we'll rebuild that again. And also we've been very blessed to have a turf infield on this field, but we're going to have some major repairs to the turf too.
If somebody in the baseball world wants to help out, will you give out your contact information now, if that's okay?
Sure. They can reach me at agilley, A-G-I-L-L-E-Y, at hvilletn.org. And like I said, at this point, we don't know exactly what all we need until insurance gets hold of this and tells us what we can do and what we can't do. But we just appreciate, you know, even if somebody reaches out to say, hey, we're praying for you, that's a good thing.
Amen. Andy, thank you. You know, I think the world of you and what you do for the community and for the kids out there. Robbie Stanley said to tell you hello. Andy, thank you for everything. And we'll keep anything you need, let me know, and we'll get out on the radio and continue praying for you guys, Andy. Thank you, buddy.
I really appreciate y'all having us to talk about this. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That's Andy Gilley joining us this morning and a lot of information on how you can help the folks there in Hendersonville. And, you know, obviously a lot of communities affected. CFMT.org, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, CFMT.org. You can go there as well.
And he made a good point. Stay away.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you can go to the streets of Indian Lake and drop off a Chamber of Commerce, things that they need, call them what they need. But working for TV many, many years, please stay away. I know you like to drive by and you're fascinated by all that stuff, but the last thing the workers need is you to come by there and do that. By the way, Andy Gilley, if you follow my Instagram, he's always doing something to better Hendersonville and that city and the kids. And he's mentored a lot of youth out there. I know it's hurting for what he's seeing out there today. So if you can help in any way possible, please do. You got his contact information out there. Andy, we love you, man. We're thinking about you and all of our friends in Hendersonville and Sumner County and all over Middle Tennessee.
Yeah. And so, again, we'll be telling you different ways that you can help throughout our show and then the other shows throughout the day as well, as the tornadoes came through the other night. We, you know, it's not expected in December that, you know, you get weather like that. But certainly it was, you know, being called for that things could get dicey, and they did. So thoughts and prayers with everybody back home in Middle Tennessee.
Amen. We are broadcasting live today and tomorrow from the beautiful Lowe's Coral Gables Hotel down here in Miami. It's the second Lowe's Hotel in Miami. It's a 242-room hotel located in the heart of the Plaza Coral Gables. Chase and I got out and walked around last night. It's beautiful. It's a vibrant development that combines retail, dining, entertainment, and an international collection of really cool public art, with the hotel right in the center of it all. So Lowe's Coral Gables, if you're coming to Miami, just stay here. It's perfect.
Yeah, and we ate at the Americana restaurant last night. It was amazing.
Oh, I thought they're going to ask it because we stayed there forever. It's kind of like, guys, we're closing up. It's time to go. But no, they made us feel like VIPs last night.
Yeah, we're definitely not.
We're far from that.
But no, it was awesome. So we appreciate them for having us here. Coming up next, we'll talk to Brett Kern. You know, he joins us every Monday at 9:30. We'll get his thoughts on tonight's game. It's rare that we get to do a game preview with Brett, but he went through these and just kind of the difference in the routine of playing on a Monday night as opposed to a Sunday afternoon. So we'll do that coming up next. Again, live in Miami today, it's the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5, 106.3, the game.